Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. Ew. Gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business, and not that I really care. You're welcome.
That's a fantastic open.
Gossip on the go. That's what this is. So welcome to your first ever evening spank. What we hope is that you'll get all the news you missed right here in a quick bite-sized podcast.
Might not even be news. It could just be random BS that we just mumble about here in the studio, and that's kind of what it is. But this is different from the full Spanky's Corner podcast episodes that's still going to happen every week. It's different from all the interviews that you have on here from famous people. It's just us BSing every single night for like 10 or 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, and getting you caught up on whatever's been headlining for the day, because it's our job to look it up, so we might as well share with you what we find.
It's your evening spank.
Oprah admitted she's had a one-night stand, which you know, might not seem like a big deal to most, but when I think of people who have had a one-night stand, Oprah's not really on that list for me.
When was this one-night stand? If you say last Tuesday.
She was playing a game of Never Have I Ever with Ashley Graham, who, by the way, if you ever want to dive into celebrity content, Ashley Graham's a great interviewer. I was watching her the other night and just excellent stuff.
She did that thing with Demi Lovato. That was fantastic.
Yeah, she's really, really good. So she was playing a game of Never Have I Ever with Oprah, and she learned that she had a one-night stand in the early 80s, but she's never sexted, been to a strip club, pole danced, or gone skinny dipping.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on all that.
I mean, you've never gone skinny dipping? Like, come on.
Never been to a strip club?
Picture Oprah in a strip club. I can't.
How long did she do her show here in Chicago? Can you imagine? Can you imagine Oprah the front row making it rain at the Admiral Theater?
You know what I picture her? You know the one legendary gif of her in that red power suit of doing the you get a car, replace her pointer finger with a money gun and point it at a stripper. Oh, I'm going to shoot that over to Reddit and see if we can have that whipped up by tonight. But yeah, she said it was in the early 80s, around 1982. She didn't really give any other details to that, but I just think that's super funny that Oprah admitted she had a one-night stand. And when did she start living in Chicago? Was it in the 80s or no?
I have no idea.
I feel like a little after.
When I was a wee little lad, she already had a show on, and it was here. Which, by the way, you know where her old studios are, right?
I don't.
Do you know what it is now? Oprah's old studios now are the big McDonald's University complex over there in the West.
Oh, yeah. I think you did tell me that.
Yeah.
And for reference, that is a hop, skip, and jump away from us. I pass it on my drive home.
Some good food over there.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
I don't.
At all? Ever?
No.
It's a good show.
No, I know. Just you know how I am with television sometimes.
Barbara from Shark Tank has been scammed. And keep in mind, these are the best entrepreneurs and self-made millionaires that are out there, right?
Right. Like, she should be with it. She should know what is a scam and what's not. But keep in mind, I just Googled this. She is going on 71 this year. So she's in that grandma bracket where I feel like if you were born somewhere under 1960, you fall in the upper percentile of falling for a scam.
Okay, but a $400,000 scam?
So what happened?
Someone created a fake email that was one letter off of her assistant, Barbara's assistant. So the email was very, very close.
What was her assistant's name?
It doesn't say. Because what, are you going to try and do the same thing?
No, no, I want to see if she has like a crazy name.
It doesn't say. And I don't think they're going to put it in there because people like you will end up doing the same thing. They lost $388,700. It was an invoice sent by, quote, my assistant to my bookkeeper approving the payment for a real estate renovation. There was no reason to be suspicious as I invest in a lot of real estate. And so the bookkeeper just said, okay, sent $388,000 back to the fake email that was one letter off of her assistant. And the money was wired over, and now Barbara says it's gone. She doesn't think she's ever going to get it back. Here's the quote, though. I was upset at first, but then remembered it was only money. It's $388,000.
My mouth is watering as if I'm about to throw up.
If I lost $38 right now, it would fuck me up for the rest of the day.
I'd be like, guess I can't eat this week.
We had a good run.
It's your evening spank.
So Pete Davidson has had something happen to him that he absolutely hates this week. He's been in the news a ton because he had his Netflix special come out. And he did a big, long interview this week as well, kind of diving into that and some other deep things. But in the Netflix special, he jokes a lot about him and Ariana's relationship, which I'm not going to lie. I like Pete Davidson. I've paid to see him live. So, you know, I will eventually watch his Netflix special. I just haven't had time. But I deliberately went and Googled what the jokes were about his and Ariana Grande's relationship last night because I wanted to know so quickly.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with jokes, and here's the problem with stand-up comedy. People will take things out of context. You don't hear the setup. You don't hear the inflection. You don't hear the tone. And Pete's getting blasted for this. If you watch the entire thing, I would almost say he's almost more complimentary. He almost says more positive things about Ariana than he does negative things. And to be honest with you, even when he says negative things, he brings it back around with a compliment.
Well, the one thing that people are latching onto the most was, and the way he kind of comes across this, you can tell he's genuinely hurt by it, was in her interview she did for her Vogue cover. She said about Pete, it was a quick whirlwind romance. It was just something fun. Oh, she said he was a fun distraction. He goes, can you imagine if I did that? My career would be over tomorrow. If I spray painted myself brown and hopped on the cover of Vogue magazine and just started shitting on my ex, it would be over tomorrow.
Yeah, he did say that.
The spray painted comment was the only bad thing about it.
You know what, though? To me, stand-up comedy is kind of the off-limits, whatever. You can joke about whatever. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Half the people that are upset about it never even watch it. It's 45 minutes long. It's an easy watch. There's a lot of lulls in there, but by and large, he lines a few jokes, and it's hilarious.
Well, the one thing he does says about it, he goes, well, she got thank you next, so I get the special.
Yeah, not to give the whole thing away, but he's talking about, like, yeah, even his boys were hitting up. He'd be like, yo, that song slaps.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
I thought this was so crazy. So Apple won't let bad guys use iPhones in movies. So if you're choosing between an iPhone and an Android, which I will never pick an Android, would it matter to you that criminal masterminds prefer the design, value, and performance of the Android? Well, if you watch a lot of movies, that's the impression you might get. Rian Johnson, who's the director of Knives Out and The Last Jedi, said that Apple doesn't want villains to use their phones, which is kind of hilarious considering Steve Jobs.
Hey! Wow. Wow. Do you really think, though, that it matters? Do you think people look at that and go, ooh, if whatever villain is using it, then that's probably a bad thing? Do you think people really give a shit or no?
No. Like, throw a villain's name at me right now.
The Joker.
I feel like after the last Joker movie, he's just misunderstood. Okay, so if Scar from Lion King whips out his iPhone, I'd be like, hey, iMessage me. I'll text you back on my computer, Scar. Like, I don't think it really matters. They said Apple hasn't commented, but there's been plenty of talk about how crazy they are about protecting their image in the past. And in fact, there's a Wired article from 2002 which pointed out that all the good guys on the show 24 use Macs and all the bad guys use Windows PC. So I actually saw Birds of Prey a week ago in theaters, and like I wish I would have read this article before so I could pay attention to what phones they were using. But you know what? I kind of am thinking about it, and there's the like the evil warlords in that movie, and I feel like they were using an Android. So if somebody goes see Birds of Prey, will you let me know if I'm right about that?
I love how Android doesn't care, and Apple's like, yes, please, we're only going to be in the hands of the good, the non-villains.
You know what, though? I saw a movie on Tuesday, and she wasn't a villain, but the girl who ended up being the one who, like, messed everybody up in the end had an iPhone. Maybe it's not every movie, but maybe it's, like, the big ones
maybe
that are,
she,
like...
Maybe they threw you for a loop. Maybe everybody thought she wasn't going to be a villain at the beginning, so she had the iPhone, and everybody just assumed that, and all of a sudden, at the end, boom, villain, and just threw everybody off.
Yeah, I'm confused about this,
We're going to have to dive deeper into this. Start paying attention, people.
It's your evening spank.
Just some pop culture music quick hits for the end. Lady Gaga's got a new song coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, she's been tweeting. You see the video? She tweeted a tease of the video, and it's shot on an iPhone, and it looks spectacular.
What is that, like, on the same tip that Selena Gomez was on, where her music video is shot on iPhone? Like, they're trying to do that now.
Yes, but when you look at this one's
is really nice. Right. It's really colorful.
Right. And think about the last time you tried to shoot a video on your iPhone. How good did that come out? Like, I was trying to find which filter doesn't make me look fat, and it's still grainy and nasty, and look at that. That thing is pristine.
Yeah, I have tremors. Nothing I shoot looks good. But by the looks of this music video, I will assume this is going to be an upbeat song as opposed to like a shallow.
Sure smells that way.
Also, Taylor Swift's The Man music video came out today. You guys, if you like the song, if you don't like the song, go watch the video, because Taylor Swift's transformation into a man is the greatest thing that I've seen since Mrs. Doubtfire.
I heard he's pretty hot.
She is hot.
My wife was watching the video this morning. That's what I was woken up to, was her laying in bed watching the video of The Man. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then I forgot to go back and rewatch it. So
it's really good. She's a very attractive man. But the transformation's insane, because, like, you know how when people make the transformation for acting and whatever, like, you can kind of tell it's them. You cannot tell it's Taylor at all.
Like every Tyler Perry movie ever.
Yeah, basically. Or remember the Nutty Professor, the Clumps.
Eddie Murphy.
Lots of Janet Jackson music.
You know what else had a video come out today? You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I think I know.
BTS.
Did you watch it the second it dropped?
Dude, I'm telling you. You want to hear something crazy?
What?
Show you like the power of BTS. Is Taylor Swift's video dropped 12 hours ago. BTS dropped 9 hours ago. Taylor Swift has over 6 million views in those 12 hours. BTS, almost 26 million views in 9 hours.
That's insane.
There are 3 artists in the last 3 years that have sold out Soldier Field in 2 nights. One is the Rolling Stones. Any guesses to who the other two are?
Taylor Swift and BTS.
Hey!
Well, I felt like I knew where you were going with that.
You want to know who did it the fastest?
BTS.
Yeah,
yeah.
It like wasn't even close, yo. That's crazy. A lot of tickets. Those dudes move a lot of tickets.
They get a lot of stuff done quickly.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
Celebrities in their undies.
Okay, yeah. So is that why Maluma was trending?
Yeah. So another Calvin Klein ad came out. Calvin Klein ads, I don't know if they do this on a certain date annually. I was trying to think, like, does this come out at a certain time every year? Because, like, every time they have a celebrity endorser take pictures in their underwear, it, you know what? It just makes everybody's day. So today they had this big video campaign come out, and it featured Justin Bieber, SZA, Kendall Jenner, Lil Nas X, and more. And you guys, if you like any of these people and the way they look, you will really, really like this Calvin Klein ad.
Oh my God, I just saw Maluma. Maluma is, yeah.
Celebrities in their skivvies, nothing better.
That dude does sit-ups.
Who's your favorite celebrity Calvin Klein ad?
Shawn Mendes.
Nick Jonas.
I was just throwing out
the
first
one I thought of. No, Shawn looked great.
Our most viewed webpage last year on B96.com, Shawn Mendes, Calvin Klein.
Celebrities in skivvies all day long.
I remember going on the radio and saying, hey, if you want to see Shawn Mendes in his underwear, just go to B96.com, and people did.
It's your evening spank.
Hey, if you enjoyed this and maybe you're new to listening to Spanky's Corner, just make sure you subscribe. If you want to review or rate, that would be amazing. And we will do more content like this daily, keeping you updated on what's going on in the world.
Spanky's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.